Blog Talk Radio.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Welcome, all you bright, shining, gorgeous, beautiful diamond goddesses and gods. We are just so excited to be here with you all today. Cindy Herman is my co-host, and you have dialed into My Beauty Angel Show in courtesy of GGMRadio.com. GGMRadio.com. We're a spiritual spiritual programming, and we want to inspire you and ignite your fire to be the best and celebrate all your gifts and all your passions and celebrate life and love and laughter and live in the blissful planet, this beautiful planet Earth, and live in bliss. And Cindy is with me today, and we also have a special guest named Jerry Freelix. He is a mystical, magical man. I've known him for more than 20 years. Dear soul friend, and we're probably from the same soul tribe, I'm sure, just like Cindy and I are. And he is a master numerologist, symbologist, also known as the patriotic poet. I'll go into his intro in a minute. Cindy, can you please tell everyone a little bit about yourself, and then I'll share briefly about myself before we welcome on Jerry Freelix, our special guest numerologist today.
I surely will. You know, I'll take a minute just to that song. It's so beautiful. It reminded me the other day when I was listening to the song about, you know, and we shall lift you up. You know, it's such a beautiful song. But there's a line in there that says, and make you to shine like the sun. And I thought, you know, isn't that extraordinary? You know, in every cell of our body, we have a 1 quadrillion cells, and the electric potential of every cell of our body is 1 volt. That's a heck of a lot of electricity. So as we do listen to programs like this and do our work and flush out our emotions and keep truthful and pure with one another and ourselves and God, then that frequency just goes higher and higher, and the light frequency within that volt starts to awaken and ignite. So we're all going to be very bright diamonds, I'm sure, very soon. So I love that song. Yes, I'm Cindy Herman, and I was an actress for years. I went to Juilliard and went on to work with a lot of wonderful people after that. And then Spirit wrote a book through me about the importance of being with our emotions, loving them, moving them out, actually. And so you can get the book on Amazon.com, To Feel is to Heal. And a lot of people are experiencing some wonderful results of just by letting go of the tears and the sound. So that's who I am. Let's hear about you, my dear.
Oh, yes, that I wanted to say, Cindy, and she is so gifted, and God has given Cindy these beautiful mystical gifts of healing, and she is a beautiful, very compassionate, gifted healer, one that I personally have done some sessions with. I will tell you that she is one of the greatest listeners I've ever known in my life, and she listens to the point where you will, if there are any repressed tears that need to come out or pain to release a negative toxic cellular energy, it'll just come out. I mean, it's amazing with her, because she listens with such I felt so safe. I feel safe. She has this gift of providing a safe haven, if you would, to allow you to pour out whatever it is that needs to flow out of you in order to move the negative so that you can welcome the positive, beautiful bliss and happiness and joy into your life. So Cindy is very gifted, and I encourage you all. I read her book. I love it. I read it. I sat down, I thought, oh, I'll read a chapter tonight. I could not put the book down. I read it from front to back in 2 hours, and I just kept highlighting and assimilating and relating everything into my life, and to go, oh, wow, she knows Edgar Cayce, and she's, and yes, Mother Teresa, one, we love one person, and we do something, one nice thing, one kindness at a time, and all these really just common grounds that I, you know, where you kind of relate it to yourself. You know how books can be magical like that and healing. Mm-hmm. So To Feel is to Heal is on Amazon.com. It's an incredible book, very simple to read. And I encourage you to read it. And I also encourage you to contact Cindy if you would like to do some healing. This is a very powerful, I guess is my best word to say it, powerful and effective emotional, deep emotional healing. And you would contact her at EarthMirth, that's EarthMirth, 999, right, Cindy? 999 at yahoo.com. EarthMirth999@yahoo.com is how you would contact Cindy for a private session. She'll work with you. I know that she does offer each person for the first session, she'll offer an introduction, you know, a special introduction, and then from there you can sort out the rates and things like that later between you two. Our call-in number for today is 347-237-5339, and then hit number 1 if you would like us to take your call and speak with you. Because Jerry Frelix is going to be so kind and generous to offer his numerology sample mini reads for you for either the month or the year, as many callers as we can. And, of course, I promise Cindy, my co-host, that she's going to be our first beauty angel, the shining diamond, to have Jerry, give her the gift of one of his mystical gifts, which is, and he's got many. So I'll just keep myself briefly here so we can get in, so I can welcome our special guest, Jerry Frelix, and spotlight on him. And now I am the host of the My Beauty Angel show, but my website is mybeautyangel.com. It's just mybeautyangel.com. If you would like to reach me personally, my background is fashion, beauty, lifestyle, spokes modeling. I've worked as an actress, model, and TV spokes model across the United States, Canada, Europe. I modeled in Spain and Barcelona. Boy, that was a beautiful place. I'll never forget. I've written essays on beauty for Dr. Pericombe Promise, was invited to appear on the Oprah show when I won that contest. And I believe that beauty is an inside job, more importantly than what we look like on the outside. But you can certainly be beautiful on the outside too and have the best of both, you know, and integrate all of it together. Why not? God created us in his beautiful image and likeness, and God wants us to use our gifts however they are, whether they're on the outside or the inside or both, you know. And I would love to help you with TV, casting, networking. I can refer you to spiritual, powerful healers like Jerry Frelix, like Cindy Herman, my co-host, like Reverend B. She's at Psychic B. She's our founder of GGM Radio. Psychic B is Barbara DeLosher, who I've known for 3 years. I adore her. She's also a powerful healer as well and the author of Crystal Healing. And without further ado, because you know how to reach me and how I can help you and how Cindy can help you, let's move right on. I'm going to read a little bit about Jerry Frelix, our special guest, and then I'm going to pick you up, Jerry, because I know you're waiting there patiently to come on and be the star of our show today here on ggmradio.com. Okay, so Jerry is a master numerologist and symbologist, and he's also known as the patriotic poet. Jerry began studying metaphysics 39 years ago. He says, symbols are the keys that open the subconscious mind to the deeper and subtle truths of being. Jerry uses the metaphysical occult or hidden knowledge to enhance his own personal growth and assist others in their quest for a better understanding of life and themselves. That's awesome. Jerry uses the term symbologist to cover a range of sciences, such as astrology, cards of destiny, the I Ching, numerology, palmistry, and tarot. He is also a published poet, writing under the name The Patriotic Poet, challenging the nation to eliminate division. That is so important, too. I'm with you, brother. We got to stop the divide and conquer, right? And come together, just like the song goes. Having been a guest on a popular alternative internet news program, Jerry had the opportunity to share a very personal and enlightening experience, which helped him realize his divine purpose and responsibility to all of life. So Jerry's soul mission and his message to you all is infinite love. And I love it, Jerry. I love you, Jerry. We love you. So, you know, I always say this, and you'll always hear it from me on this show as long as you listen, is that you can't keep it unless you give it away. So we, as teachers and healers and spiritual healers and, you know, God is asking us to share the love and the mystical gifts that we have, and that way you will have it as well. We can't keep it unless we give it away to you. So Jerry lives in beautiful Guaymas Island, Washington State. He lives with his soulmate, Constance. They have a beautiful organic farm. They have lovely chickens that produce their fresh eggs. How wonderful. And he's also an herbalist and a medical astrologer. He can do medical astrology. He's not a doctor, but he is a medical astrologer in addition to the numerology. So what I would like to do is tell you his email, and then we're going to bring Jerry on. Jerry's email is jfguemes@gmail.com. That's J for Jerry, F for Frank, G for George, U E M like Mary, E S like Sam @gmail.com. That's how you would reach Jerry if you would like to speak with him for a medical astrologer session or a numerology session or herbal concerns, herbal natural way, you know, natural ways of healing. Naturopathic. He's an expert in all these different areas. I think it's really beautiful. Don't you, Cindy?
No, I'm so excited. I can't wait till we get started.
Yay! Okay, so I am going to go ahead and pick Jerry up now. Let's see here, Jerry. Hang on a second here. Make sure I get him. Jerry, are you with us? Jerry Felix?
Yes, I am, Aubrey.
Welcome, Jerry, to my Beauty Angel show with Cindy Herman and me, your friend, Audrey Quinn. We're so happy to have you here.
I'm happy to part with this.
Yes, we would love to have you share with us, if you could, before you, I know you wanted to read your poem too, and you're going to be so kind to take callers and help them with a quick little mini sample numerology. But could you please share with us what year we're in here for the world year, you know, what year in numerology we're in, and shed some light on that. You know, be just as honest and truthful as you care to.
Yes, we're in a sixth universal year, the year of love, and the year that we take our responsibility for all our acts and deeds. And we are also, this is a year that of family, that the world family must come together as one.
Wonderful.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
You know, Aubrey, you know, I loved your introduction, and you were talking about love, and I know I have one other poem to share with you. This one is brief, but it follows up on what you said. And the name of this poem is Love is a Word. The word is love. Love is a word that manifests as flesh. Love is the word as it passes from birth to death. Love is a word that can never be repressed. Love is the word that keeps the world in check. Love is the word, a living fact. Love is the word that keeps coming back and back. Love is the word is love, love, love. Love is the word that is known by its loving acts. Acceptance, compassion, tolerance, and silence.
Beautiful. Wow. I love it. So sweet, Jerry. Thank you. That is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
That's why Jerry has this gift of poetry, and he's really a wordsmith, too. He really knows how to beautify the words that he chooses to communicate to the world. So what else can you tell us about this here, Jerry? Can you tell us some more about the 6 year, and then we'll go into your SOS poetry?
Okay. During the 6 year, it is a year that we must understand that love is infinite, that we are all one being, we're all of the spirit of love, having a human experience. So this year, we must not succumb to fear. We must let love conquer all fear. And that's the bottom.
What?
That is the bottom line for this year. Giving.
Oh, I love that. We're ascending. The planet is ascending. It's raising in vibration. We're moving from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. And the fourth dimension is all the invisible forces. And one of those invisible forces, certainly in our lives, that we've been carrying incarnation after incarnation, is our fear. And we cannot take fear into the fifth dimension. So I love that this year particularly, it shows how fast ascension is arriving here for the Earth and for all of her peoples, all of her creatures on Earth. And so I love that the work, because the opposite of love is not hate, it's fear. And so anytime we're not loving, it's because deep down there's some fear inside that keeps us from being loving. And if we can get more conscious of that fact, and look within to see what the root of that fear and move it out and recognize that, of course, we're always safe as children of God. We're born into that safety and that truth. So then we can move into a more loving state and be that that oneness. You know, Einstein had said, there's only one of us here. Or his phrase was, I is an illusion. And if we recognize that I is an optical illusion, then there really is only one of us here. So to think that this year of the family is so quickly through the fourth dimension into the fifth dimension. Whoa, it's going to be a roller coaster.
And as the year progresses, we're going to find that things are going to quicken. As I told Jeff on his show once, that evil, as we know it, is just the reversal of the will to live. And if you spell the
exactly.
if you spell evil in reverse,
exactly.
it comes out to live.
Live.
So
that's right.
So we must understand that in order to get the most out of life, we must have a strong will of love, and our intentions must be toward infinite love.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anything that does not further our livingness is a kind of evil. It's just an opposition to that livingness. I agree.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. That's beautiful. Jerry, did you want to share your beautiful SOS poem with us, with our listeners?
This poem was written for a blog website that I have, and I will give you the name of it after the poem, that you can go and see the format that we have of enlightening the people of the things that are pressing on us and ways that we can join together. So the poem was written in that respect, and this is a poem called SOS. The Republic is sinking into the abyss. I'm sending out an SOS. save ourselves. Our liberties and freedoms have been jettisoned. We are on the verge of becoming flotsam, losing buoyancy and heading to the bottom. Where are the life jackets and boats? All the lies being thrown out will not keep us afloat. The sharks are amassing around us in numbers. Waves of anger are swelling with the rising tide. The people around me are getting number and number, all gloating with false pride. The listening of the country will not wake them from their slumber. The only safe haven is the Constitution. We are drifting out to sea, headed for Davy Jones' locker. This should not come as a shocker. We must remove ourselves from this confusion, for we know it is our birthright and duty. SOS, save ourselves. What about the children that can't swim? Theirs and our futures are looking dim. We must not abandon our ballast stations, lest we lose sight of this nation. Don't go down without a fight. Look ahead and find the light. The rocks and reefs of injustice will be replaced. Hold on tight and keep the faith. I think you get the drift. SOS, SOS, SOS.
That's
wonderful.
Awesome. Oh, I love it. Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of bitter. It's an awakening for sure. I mean, I know you like to tell the truth, Jerry. That's why, you know, I admire you, because you're someone who reveals the truth, you know.
And he's so right about it. That is absolutely true. The good news is, and I won't certainly go into it now, but within a few weeks, we're going to be hearing some very dramatic information with a capital T truth that will cover the whole planet. And things are actually in very good hands. To trust that is a wonderful recognition that, yes, you're right. Everything you've spoken is true, but that's all about to be revealed and ending as the 6-year, as you say, Jerry, moves us into a place of the awakening of the familyhood, the kinship of all humans on Earth. So we can be joyous to know that that's all about to change.
And so we can all learn to love each other better and to open our hearts and to come together as one, and you know, and instead of this division and divide and conquer, you know.
Yeah.
One thing I want to say, because I want to thank the callers for calling in. If you do want to speak with Jerry, you know, please press 1, because then I will see that you're ready to speak with him, or that you would like to ask him a question or have a numerology read from Jerry, a little mini reading from Jerry. If you don't press 1, I will not see you. But before, okay, now I did see I did see another listener press 1, because I know it's easy to, oh, there goes a couple of them. Okay,
good.
Wonderful.
Good.
Yay, keep it coming. So what we're going to do, Jerry, how about your first reading? I would love to have you give a treat to Cindy Herman.
Great.
And if you, Cindy, would you please tell Jerry your birth date? We don't need the time. Yeah,
yes.
Don't need the time, just the birth date.
Just the birth date, 7/23/47.
Oh, I see. You and I, Cindy, are born the same year. Both yeah, we're both. Matter of fact, my birthday is exactly 20 days before yours.
Oh, my goodness.
I was born 7/13/47.
I see. Both cancers.
Cancers, exactly. You're on the cusp there, but I think you made it. You're on the
just
cusp.
Barely.
So there's a little Leo in you there.
Oh, very much. Yeah.
And that's my rising sign. And we're the type of people that, what we call the connectors. We are out there to connect people to the vibrations of light.
Oh, great. Yes, that's for sure.
Okay, so let's see here. You and I, believe it or not, are also in the same personal year this year, which is an 8.
Oh, wow. Good. Finally.
I'm sorry. I was misjudging what I was doing here for a second. You are in a 9 personal year.
Oh, I like that even better.
You're in a 9 person a year, and that is the year of completion.
Completion, yeah.
Finishing up things, tidying up your house, which is symbolic to your consciousness. It's also a year of eternal bliss of love. So now I understand the quickness of your voice. I mean, because the resonation of your vibration is really resonant. I can pick up the sincerity and the devotion that you have for this task of bringing us forward as a race, because that is exactly what is happening, and we're going to need more light bearers. And I think as we progress through the year, more people are going to come on board and see that we must, like we said, we must become as one. And what would you like me to say more of? Like I said, on your personal year here, this is also, according to the Hindu astrologers, the 3, 6, and the 9 years that add up to a 3 or a 6, like 2013 adds up to a 6. Years that add up to a 3, a 6, or a 9 are very pivotal years for the progression of humanity. And you, in your person, you encompass all of these numbers. So there's no accidents. What you're doing and what I'm doing, we were brought here for that purpose. I could go into more detail, but we don't have enough time.
That's okay. Yes, well, I appreciate this so much. Good to know I'm in the right place, but aren't we always all the time? Thank you so much.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, Cindy. Now, thank you, Jerry. So now we will take another caller, and I will go ahead and... actually, we're going to take our first caller because Cindy is not a caller. She's my co-host. Let me correct myself. So let me go ahead and take area code 602-531, who's been so patiently waiting on the line. 602, welcome to My Beauty Angel Show with Jerry Felix and Cindy.
Hello, all of you.
Hello.
I wanted to call. Yes, I wanted to call because I had been over to Jerry's home last year in Weymouth Island, and he's such a beautiful gentleman.
I am.
Hello. I just wanted to say hello to you. I'm not going to take up your time because I can call you anytime, but I just wanted to say it's lovely listening to you on the radio and going through my memory box of all the things that we sat and talked about and where we've been with Constance and you and myself in the past 20-odd years. And it's so delightful, and you, Audrey, it's so delightful to actually all be together on the radio. I just love it.
Thank you.
That's just what I wanted to say, Jerry. You're a wonderful numerologist and astrologer. So I would say keep up the good work, and love you. And I will say goodbye for now, but I'll listen to the radio show.
Oh, thank you, Esmeralda. Love you, too. Okay, we'll put John back on hold.
Yes.
Okay, now let's take our next patient caller, area code 309-341. We'll be taking you. Hello.
Hello. I'm on, I think.
Yes, you are.
Thank you for taking my call. Cindy told me about your program, and I am a good friend of Cindy's, and I feel like I'm listening to kindred spirits.
Oh, yes.
My name is Sally, and
Hi,
I would love to have Jerry do a little mini numerology reading on me, because even the Course in Miracles lesson for today, which I'm a student of, was right on with everything everybody was saying. So my birth date is 11-4-39.
I hear you, Sally. I'm here. 11-4-39.
Yes.
Okay. We're just going to look at your person of year here and just see what it is. And it's funny how everything is coming up threes today. Well, it's not funny. You were born in 39.
Huh?
You were born in 39, and your personal year number for this year is a 21, which is a 3.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a year for you to communicate with the forces that are seen and the unseen forces. It's also a year that you should be able to formalize some of the deeper hidden talents that because last year, if I could really say this, was a little tested year. You know, things were a little sensitive, and you're out of that now. You're out of that sensitive period.
Well, the tests strengthen us.
Yeah, and you're into a period now of joy that you can express yourself more openly without feeling encumbered with the feedback from others that may or may not, be in alignment with your inner being.
I know. But I just have fun with it.
How does that sound to you?
That sounds pretty good.
I was just talking with Sally earlier about formalizing her gifts, so thank you for that.
And it's just funny, Sally, that you called, man, because when I look at your name and Cindy's name, and my name, as a matter of fact, Jerry, they end in that magical number of Y. Which
well, my name ends in two E's.
Oh, you are S-A-L-L-I-E.
Two E's.
Okay.
S-A-L-L-E-E.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
It's even on my birth certificate.
Really? That is a different feeling.
So I don't know what that does for you, but...
I think
her mother said, this girl is going to sally forth and do...
Yes! And I love that song, Mustang Sally.
that's
one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, but that's one of my favorites also. Well, like I said, Sally, this is a year for you to move forward and change the things that has been keeping you bound up. It's time for you to step out and let your light shine.
All right.
Shine bright like the diamond that you are, Super Sally.
Thank you very much.
I love that name. It's so sweet. Well, thank you so much, Sally, for calling in. Would you like to remain on the line to listen to the rest of the show? And I'll.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally.
Okay. Now, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, Jerry and Cindy. And so stay with us. We'll be right back, listeners. And just to remind everyone, our call-in number when we come back is 347-237-5339. But remember to press the number 1 if you'd like to have a wonderful numerology reading, mini reading with Jerry Freelix. Or if you just want to say hello and celebrate your life and love with us, that's great too.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're back with the My Beauty Angel Show, ggmradio.com, where we encourage you to get your spiritual groove on and soar with the eagles and shine bright like a diamond. We've got Jerry Frelix and our special guest, mystical magical numerologist, and we've got the very mystically gifted and beautiful healer, my co-host Cindy Herman, back with us. So thank you for being patient. I see we have some more callers, so let's go on to our next caller. It looks like area code 972. I'm going to pick up your call. 972, are you with us?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, 972. Where are you calling? What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Kyle. I'm calling from the colony.
Oh, welcome, Kyle. Kyle's a friend of mine.
Good.
It's so great to hear from you. He's an artist. Oh, my gosh, this man is a beautiful artist. In fact, he's made some beautiful, he's painted a picture of me based on a photograph, and he's done some beautiful animals, some dogs, and he, well, he does everything. He's very multi-talented. So how are you, Kyle? Are you ready to have a little numerology reading with Jerry?
Love to.
Okay, give us your birthday.
Hi, Kyle.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. My birthday is May 23rd, 1970.
Did you say May 23rd?
Yes, sir.
And Kyle's here in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Well, so we did say May 23rd. Oh, wait. Okay. 1970. Yeah, I'm just here having a little thing here. Okay, Kyle. This is a your person of the year is a seven this year. So this is a sabbatical year for you. This is a year for you to turn within and to let the soul energies that we talked about are inherent in your year, and so you have to filter out things that are been a distraction for you, and tune into your inner being. And this is a very intuitive year for you. So this is a year for you to really pay attention to your inner guides and to reflect. This is a year of reflection. So this is a year for, it's a year in review for you. So this is not a year really that you want to start any new projects. This is the year that you plant the seed and nurture the seed of love.
Okay.
Now your birthday is the 23rd, am I right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Now see, you know that you are there's a lot of changes. Your life has been steeped in changes. As far as you having to adjust to the environment around you, whether it's in family life, personal life, or occupation. You are a flexible person by this information. So I think it may be a challenge, for you in some ways to filter out a lot of the coming and goings, So meditation, this is a good year for you to get into meditating and spending quality time with yourself.
Well, that's good that you say that, because I actually, for about the last month, I've just started getting into meditation. So
awesome.
It's going to work miracles for you.
Oh, Kyle, I'm happy for you.
Me too.
You deserve it.
Thank you. He is such a sweet soul,
this Kyle. He is a doll. I love him. Go ahead.
So, Kyle, another thing, because I went through a seven person a year previous year, and so one thing to keep the faith in yourself and in your inner being, and trust your inner judgment.
Okay.
You got that, Kyle?
I got that.
Now this is a good year too for you to take a if you need to relax and to get away from the hustle and bustle that last year was a year that you had a lot of responsibilities, especially with family and your job. So this is a year to reflect on the things that that worked and the things that didn't work, and to reconcile the differences.
Okay.
That's what I see for you this year.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's definitely good to know.
It is. And don't be confused, though, by this month. This is March. So I know this month you felt that you need to put your best foot forward and move ahead and accomplish some things, and that's good. But remember, next month, April, is going to be a 11-2 month. It's going to be a very spiritual month for you, but it may be a sensitive month also. So be aware of that.
Oh, okay.
So honor yourself, Kyle. Honor that sensitivity, because that sensitivity in a man is a sign of strength. Because I know you Texas men don't seem to realize that, but we're here to tell you different. So just honor that. And thank you so much, Kyle. It's so great for you to hear from you that you called in. I'll put you back on hold, okay?
Okay, well, I enjoyed the show.
Feel free to listen to the rest. Okay, thank you, Kyle.
Greetings.
Blessings, dear.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we're going to take our next caller is area code 217-875. 217-875. You're on the air with My Beauty Angel Show.
Hi.
Hello?
This is Deborah.
Oh, hi, Deborah.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, kiddo.
You know me.
Yes, this is a very talented woman. My, we have talented friends. Aren't we blessed?
Yay!
How are you all?
Fabulous.
Great.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Tell us about Deborah.
Well, just briefly, she's a very talented psychic. My goodness, she's helped me over the years. I'm looking forward to having her on the show because she'll be able to offer so much help like she has been for me through the years. So I'm looking forward to that.
I am, too. This is awesome, Deborah. We've got to have you on.
Thank you very much.
So would you like to get a little mini numerology with Jerry?
Yes, I'd like that very much. My birth date is 12-18-51.
I didn't catch your birthday, actual birthday.
12-18-51?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, just looking at your birthday briefly, I can understand why you do what you do. The 18, your persona number is what we call your birthday number. There's that magic number 9 again.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I found out that the movers and shakers and the truth and movement are very high. You come here with a raised consciousness, and these are the type of people that at this present time are here, incarnated in the flesh, for a specific reason, and that is to move humanity forward. And I feel from what I see here. Matter of fact, your person here, as one of the people earlier, is a 36-9. So this is also a year of completion for you. It's also a year that you can realize your fullest potential. As they say, the force is with you this year.
Thank you so much.
Great.
Did you know that the word love vibrates to the number 9.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, vibrates to the number 9. So I feel by just talking to you, in general that you have had the experience of having to overcome some obstacles in your life. Am I correct?
Oh, yes. A lot of them.
Yeah. But that's part of your growth. That is what has gotten you to the point that you can realize where we are in time and where we need to be.
Okay.
In order for it forward as a race.
Mm-hmm.
And the empathy for everyone she works with, isn't it, too, Jerry?
Mm-hmm. And also, I didn't touch on this with some of the other callers, but you have your life path, or what we call your plan that life has for you, is to be the peacemaker. You are the mm-hmm. eternal peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers, for theirs are the kingdom of God.
Oh, that's beautiful.
The number of light vibrates to the number 11.
Oh.
The number of 9 vibrates to 11?
Light.
The number vibrates to the word light vibrates
oh,
to
light.
The number.
Oh,
L-I-G-H-T?
So you are a light giver.
Yes.
And matter of fact, you know, the 11, yeah. 2, we don't, it's a master number. The 11 is a master number. We really don't break it down mm-hmm. to the 2. But that is the number of the moon, which is the number that deals with the psychic abilities mm-hmm. and it also deals with the reflected light. So what I'm saying is that you are an instrument that you can take the light of the sun and reflect it out for others to soothe and heal.
Oh, wow.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
You have a very special incarnation going for you this lifetime.
Yes, I think so.
Well, really,
I have learned a little more about my destiny, my purpose. So, this all rings true.
Yeah, your purpose, like I said, is to reconcile the differences. And that's what we started out, you know, the division. You're here to reconcile the division within yourself and also the division within humanity and bring us all under the umbrella of love and light.
That is beautiful. I can't wait to have Deborah as a guest on our show, too. And then Jerry, maybe you can call in and ask Deborah a question.
I sure will. I won't hesitate.
Well, now, let me just announce to the callers, if you'd like to contact Jerry Frelix for your numerology guidance, you can reach him on his email, JF like Frank, G like George, U like Universal, E like Edward, M like Mary, E like Elizabeth, S, at gmail.com, JFGUEMES at gmail.com. And if for some reason you can't find him there, you can always reach him through me on my beautyangel.com website on the contact form. And since he's my dear friend, I can, you know, give your phone number to him to phone up if you need any divine guidance and further assistance. But I would like to thank Deborah for calling. Are you going to listen to the rest of our show, Deborah?
Yes, I am, and thank you for having me on.
Thank you. We'd love to have you. I don't know what your calendar looks like in a couple of weeks, but Cindy and I will have to ring you up and find out what your calendar looks like in the next couple of weeks. I would love to have you on our show.
Well, thank you
very much.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you,
Jerry.
Okay.
Bye, Cindy. Bye.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye. Okay, she sounds wonderful. That was mm-hmm. a beautiful reading, Jerry. Thank you. I just want to make one quick announcement, and then we'll carry on with the show. But I do want to encourage more callers to call in. There's a little bit. We could probably take one or two more calls at area code 347-237-5339. But remember to hit the number 1 Otherwise, I will not know that you want to speak with us. So let us know you want to speak with us by hitting the number one, and then Jerry will give you a reading if you'd love one.
I would like to ask my friend Barbara. I hope my friend Barbara calls in. She's tremendously talented, too. Also works with symbols, Jerry. So, yes, if Barbara's out there, come on in, girl, and see what he's got to say for the coming months. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
I see Barbara. Barbara must have lit up with area code 781. Does that
there
sound
it is.
Familiar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's bring Barbara
there she
in.
Is. Barbara, okay. Here we go. Barbara, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Jerry. I was born 11/24/38.
Got it. So, this year we find you, I'll tell you in a minute, that you are in an 8 person a year.
Oh, good.
Let me check this again. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I left off one part here. I was, getting ahead of myself. You are in a 4 person a year this year. So, and it's a 31-4. So what we see for you is that there's work to be done. And I'm sure you're familiar with that. And I feel that because of you have the ability to recognize the potentials of beauty, the beauty of form, the beauty that lies within the human genome. You also have the ability to discern the strengths that we all have, and to bring help bring this into manifestation. Like, so you're like a psychic artist. You see things in the invisible realm, and you can help people manifest this into something tangible that they can actually feel secure in knowing and having the assistance to move forward.
Absolutely, Jerry. She gets a message from God every day that is the most beautiful poetry.
Oh, okay. A fellow poet, huh? Right.
Well, I call it poetry because the words are so beautiful. You know, this isn't Barbara's writing. It's not how she talks. But it's information, inspiring information for humanity.
Okay. And well, this is her year to bring it into a tangible form. Bring it out of the realm of the unconscious and bring it into the world. The world is waiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The world is in you.
So the world is waiting for the word.
Exactly. The world is waiting for the word.
Oh, that's beautiful. Does Barbara have a message that she would share with, can she share with us today from God? Did she have her message yet? Or maybe one from yesterday?
I have one for yesterday, but nothing came through for today yet.
Yes, let's hear yesterday's.
I'd love to hear yesterday.
That would be Friday, March 8th. For as it is written, so shall it be. The promises I make to my people shall be of the true words. It shall be noted by all that nothing comes from evil, but it all comes from the good of heart. No compromises shall be enlisted. When all has been completed, it is then that the truth will be given. That is the truth of how many can adjust to the truth. Bring forth all the fruits of the land, take it all within, and you shall prophesy. This global galaxy has much to put forth. Words of love and compassion shall be performed, and it will enhance all the beauty. It is now that the final act is in progress, done in the perfection of the oneness that is being foretold. Make way for the blessings and benefits for all. I remain and with you as the I am. And then there is a star, a big star, and a circle inside the center of the star with the number one. and then underneath, be strong and of great courage. And then there are two symbols. They look like Reiki symbols. They begin with a half circle, and then they go down like an F, but there's other wiggly, funny lines. So that's just the message for Friday, March 8th.
Also, I want to inject that you have the number of your life path or life plan is also an 11. You know, so I see that there's quite a few light bearers here today, and this is also going to be a year of change for you. That you can move forward and make some of the necessary things that you formulated last year, you can see them actually in action this year. They should take on form and actually be there for all to see.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Barbara,
for sharing your beautiful gifts, your beauty angel gifts with us. We're going to take another caller if we can. We're going to try to do one more. We'll have to do it quickly, okay?
Yes.
Here we go. Okay. Let's see here. We're going to take area code 618. You've been waiting for a long time. Thank you so much. Area code 618.
Yes, hi, Audrey.
Hi.
Hi, this is Susan. My birthday is January 1747.
Oh, beautiful.
Another 47, huh? Is this Susan I'm speaking to?
Yes.
Okay. You are in a 6 year, in a 6 universal year. Very powerful, very powerful. Energy that you're bringing, you're here to bring forth this year. You're here to help the race again move forward in the art of giving and receiving. Very important that we understand that the gifts that we have been given, it is time to share with humanity.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Susan. Love you. Beautiful lady.
Love you, too. Have a beautiful day.
You too, hon.
Thank you for
calling in. Aw, I hear a little dog.
Dog
okay,
is there,
here's
too.
One more. Let's see. Area code 781. Are you here with us? Wait a second here. Maybe I didn't pick it up. Area code 781, are you?
Well, that might be Barbara.
Was that Barbara?
Yeah, that was Barbara.
Oh, okay. Let's see if we have any other callers that have been waiting. I don't believe that there are any more folks waiting. So with that, let's wrap up the show. We've only got 2 minutes, and I want to thank Jerry Freelix, our master.
Could we do one thing?
Oh, sure.
Well, we have time. It might only take a minute. But, Jerry, I'd be real interested for everybody's edification here. Could you just briefly go through the numbers, one through nine, so that in the future when we see a number, we can kind of understand, like, one, you know, a few words about one, a few words about two. Like you said, nine is a completion. Would you mind doing that, one through nine?
Mm-hmm. Yes, one is the number of beginnings.
Beginnings, sure.
And it is also the number of the infinite, one being. Two is the number of light, and it's the number
light.
of sharing. It's the number of being receptive. It's also the number of the moon. And the moon. It's
okay.
Also of it's the number of the psychic. The number three is communication. It's the number of speech is the number of the vibrations of light increased. Four is the number of form, the security. Five, the number of change. Six, the number of love and responsibility and family. Seven is the number of reticence, the number of the sabbatical to going inside. Eight is the number of organization.
What was eight?
Organization.
Organization,
number,
okay.
And it's also the number that we need to move forward to understand the, what do I want to say? I'll go back. Oh, balance. There's a number of balance, believe it or not, the unseen world, made of two types.
Sure.
The number 8 is in coincidence with the, if you knew the number grid, you go 2, 5, 8. They're all connected, past, present, and future. So, and then the number 9, as I said, is the number of completion, the number of the all-encompassing circle. What goes around comes around.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, this has been a beautiful Beauty Angel show today, Jerry, and thank you so much. I think everyone loved you, and they love Cindy. They love us, you know, and we love them, and it's going to be... I really had a fun show. What do you think, Cindy? This was great.
Oh, just super. Just wonderful.
Well, Cindy, it's been nice meeting you, and hopefully we'll meet in the body consciousness one day.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure all of us light workers, maybe everybody who's calling in on the calls, so one day we'll just find a place to have a big party.
That'd be great.
Say hi to David, and I hope he's feeling better today. I'm still sending love his way.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. Sending you love, David, to get well. We're going to go get those cloves of garlic.
That'll do about anything.
Okay, and we'll talk to you soon, Cindy, too. Love
yes.
you.
Love
you. Love
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you. Talk to you soon,
Audrey. Talk to you.
Bye.